Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the results of Q1 2007 of ERA. Following the initial presentation, you will have the possibility to ask questions to the management of the company. At this point, I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommasi, who is chairman of ERA, and Mr. Stefano Venier, who is business development and strategic planning manager or director. Now, good evening to you all. Good evening. Our presentation today is going to be quite brief, as you should see, because we don't have real novelty to present which affected Q1. During Q1, the activity of the group went on along the lines that were illustrated when we presented the business plan of the group, and the results that we achieved during Q1 are in line with our expectations. And this applies both to the positive confirmation of our results, that is, good results of all businesses with exception of gas, but also we had a confirmation of the mild weather conditions that we expected, which affected negatively gas and district heating, because, as I said, the weather conditions which affected this winter, last winter, in a special way. So this is basically the very succinct summary of our results. So we are satisfied so far because we are moving ahead with our business. So we have had good effects from M&A activities during Q1, which are the results of the M&A activities that we performed in 06. Then we constantly worked to improve our organization and to extract synergies. Then we also had good results related to tariffs. And these tariffs during Q1 of 07 is going to be the last year of the negotiation that we had with the authorities for the environment and the water businesses. And this will come out very clearly from our data, as you should see later on. So to summarize briefly what I said so far, we can say that we are going on quite well and positively and in line with what we had seen in previous quarters. Now, as far as tariffs are concerned, perhaps I should give you some greater details. Now, as I said, we had a positive effect related to the tariffs agreed upon in the waste and water business. In Q1 07, as it occurred in Q4 06, we had the negative effect of Law 134 for the gas business, and we had another, however, positive element which related to the tariffs awarded for the gas distribution business, which were improved by the authority in this field because of the integrations that we had in our group over the past few years. Now, during my presentation, I will tell you the figures, and in the figures you will see that we have a confirmation of what we expected. Had we had a normal winter season, as we had in Q1 06, we would have had certainly a greater EBITDA margin, which would have been 12%, which was the EBITDA growth that we expected. So let me now move on to the results of this period. Revenues are up by 2.4%, and in this case you can see volumes of gas are going down significantly by 68 million euros. Now, despite this, with revenues, we managed to absorb 20 million euros, which are related to Aspes integration, which occurred at the end of 2006. As far as costs are concerned, there's nothing special to be said, but let me remind you only that each cost item, operating costs, personnel and capitalization, in this case we have an effect of the integration of our perimeter, which I just reminded you of. As far as the EBITDA is concerned, 134.5 million euros for Q107. And we are almost at the same level of Q106, minus 1.9%. Please consider that here we have a strong negative impact of decrease in gas consumption and district heating, minus 200 million cubic meters of gas, and the same value was affected also by law 134. So a very heavy effect of gas vis-a-vis last year. Now, as far as the operating profit is concerned, well, you can see here that amortization and depreciations are certainly affected by the investments that we are making to upgrade our plants, but also to adjust the water network. We started doing this work in past years. We continued during Q107. We have a couple of million of amortization and depreciations, which are also, on top of this, related to ASPES integration. Page 3 of our presentation, you can see here the situation as it would have gone had we had better weather conditions for us, or weather conditions similar to what we had in Q106, which was not a very cold winter. So we took that as a reference point. Now you can see that the positive combination of our levers, M&As, synergies and organic growth, would have led us to achieve an EBITDA level of 153 million euros. This is an exercise to tell you that all of the rest, all of the other businesses worked as planned, as expected. Now, the decrease of gas consumption and the decrease of gas tariffs, well, this led us to a different breakdown of our portfolio, with other businesses having to contribute more. We do not have a reversal of trends. We only have an amplification of processes which were already there for us to use. For instance, the waste business continues to improve its performance. It's become very important for our business portfolio, from 28.4% in Q106 to 31.1% in Q107, as far as the contribution to EBITDA of this business is concerned. So it is growing from this point of view. Now, then the water business, from 14.8% to 20.4% in terms of EBITDA contribution. And this is to be related not only to efficiency enhancement that we are doing into this business, but also to the tariff effects, which in 2007 is certainly greater than what we had in the first in the past years, which were the first years of the application of the agreement with the authority. And then we have a greater importance of the electricity business in line with our plans. It is now 6.4% in terms of its EBITDA contribution. And this is mainly due to the commercial policy on the one hand, but also it is due to the integration of the former Enel network in the Modena province that was acquired only in the second half of 2006. The gas contribution goes down, and you can see it now contributes to 33.4% to the EBITDA. I will hand you over now to Mr. Venier, who will give you the trends in the different businesses and how the business plan and the CAPEX is moving on. Now, we should start at page four with the waste business. As you can see from this slide, it contributed 31% to the overall result, and this once again confirms one of the most dynamic business of our group, EBITDA 41.8%, up by 3 million euros vis-à-vis the same period last year. Let me remind you that vis-à-vis the past, these two quarters, Q1 06, Q1 07, can be compared because the perimeter of our businesses is the same, with the exception probably of the consolidation of Aspes. So in this case, we can take these two quarters to compare our business. As you can see, waste has contributed very nicely. During Q1 of 07, it processed more than 1 million tons of waste. And then in this area, we're going to have big novelties with two WTE plants to go on stream, one within the next summer and one by the end of the year. So in the next 6 months, we shall have these two new plants going on stream. And then in 2008, we shall have the plant of Modena coming on stream. Moving on to the water, next slide. In this business, we can see a considerable improvement, which is related to the tariff increase, which we had in 2007. A tariff increase was equal to 4.5% vis-à-vis last year, and this contributes is contributed also by Aspes consolidation. Within this business, we also envisaged a number of rationalization and efficiency operations, and we are also trying to decrease the leakage of the network as a whole. Let me now move to the gas business, next slide. As the President said before, you have here the visible effects of the weather conditions. At economic level, this effect is equal to 17 million euros. In terms of volume, we experienced a reduction of 200,000 cubic meters of gas. If we compare distribution and sales, we can find out that 19 million are related to distribution, 8 million euros sales. And by combining, in this case, the effects of the low volumes and the effects of law 134, then electricity, page 7 of our presentation. In this case, you can see an improvement of our results, and this is partly limited by the cost, by the overhead costs, which are shared by the different business areas based on the size and importance that the different businesses have within the portfolio. In this case, electricity is growing in terms of importance. This is good. But the other side of the coin is that this business has to take upon itself some overheads which were absorbed in the past by other businesses, and this slightly decreases the results of these businesses. Volumes are going quite well, as the President said before. In this business, the 2006 was a year of rationalization of our portfolio and of our customers. In 2007, we had a good recovery, and in Q1, we sold electricity above 1 terawatt hour in this quarter. And then the Eterola plant started to operate at the end of last year, and in this business, the most important event is going to be the Sparanese plant to come on stream, we believe, within the summer. If we now consider the other businesses, well, in this case, we have stable profitability, and this is partly related to extraordinary and mild weather conditions which affected district heating sales, which were offset by the good results of other businesses like heat management activities and public lighting activities. In this case, as you can see, we basically had a stable EBITDA. If we now move on to CAPEX and the financial structure, well, page 9, well, the investments reflect basically the greater commitment in the water and the waste business. 22 million euros were invested in Q1 07. 70%, that is 15 million euros, were invested to the new WTE plants. The remaining part is related to strengthening and updating existing plants. As far as the water business is concerned, our investment here was 50% devoted to water networks and plants, and 50% in trying to decrease leakages. And then the net financial position, as you can see, reflects the cyclical nature in our business. Q1 is usually characterized by a heavy weight of the gas business, and on the other hand, we have experienced a momentary increase of net working capital of around 100 million euros due to the new SAP bidding system implemented in Era Modena. We started with this in Q1 07, and will be fully operative in the next 3-6 months. So the impact of this initiative is around 100 million euros, which we expect to be able to recover by the end of the first 6 months of the year. At this point, I will hand you over again to Mr. Tommasi, who will make a number of closing remarks. Well, as I said at the beginning of our conversation, I believe that this quarter confirmed mainly two things. The potential of our business plan, the drivers which underpin our growth, these drivers are working well and are giving us the results that we expect. In terms of the Q1 specificity or peculiarity is concerned, well, we can say something else. The fact that we have quite a wide business portfolio, well, this turned out to be a winning solution. Despite the extraordinary mild weather conditions, so despite this extraordinary external factor, the other businesses managed to offset the negative impact of this effect. The CAPEX plan is moving on, as you heard by Mr. Venien, as planned. And we believe that within 08, the year 2008, we shall have the effect of these investments, which will contribute to profitability growth. Let me tell you that we are proceeding also with our traditional strategy. Over and above what you read in the press about the big M&A operations in this industry, we are going on as usual with a number of negotiations which we believe we can conclude by the end of September. We also worked in the field of upstream, although it looks to be out of tune with the weather conditions. You know, our goal is that of strengthening our presence in the gas upstream business, and we did so with good success. The Galsi event went on, as you know, but we also had one important novelty. We closed and we signed a short-term procurement contract with Gazprom, which will help us cover our or part of our gas needs in the future, and we shall continue to commit ourselves in this field to see whether we can sign a longer-term agreement. As far as our activities are concerned, let me tell you that we are updating now our business plan, and we hope that we can conclude this work before the summer season so that we can disclose the updated business plan in September. So this is it as far as our presentation is concerned. We can now take your questions if you have any. Thank you. This is the Chorus Call operator. We can now start the Q&A session. The first question is by Enrico Bartoli. Good evening to you all. I have a few questions to ask. The first one about your agreement with Gazprom. Can you give us an indication about volumes covered by this agreement? And then what about the margins that you can obtain? Are they going to be greater or in line with what you can now obtain through gas distribution? Then a second question, can you give us your opinion about the TAR, the local court, the administrative court, rejecting the procedure on CIP6? Do you expect this to affect your results, your figures? And then I'd like you to tell me something about M&A activities. Were you referring to smaller operations in the area in which you operate, or can we expect on your part bigger operations in this case? Okay, let me take your first question about the short-term contract with Gazprom. Is a contract spanning 17 months through to September 08, and as far as we are concerned, we are speaking of 500 million cubic meters of gas. This is the total volume. Prices. Well, if we take this contract as a benchmark, well, we can say that prices are in line with market prices. However, I have to say that if we manage to have a longer-term agreement, then we can extract or exploit the opportunities related to bigger volumes and therefore be able to have a longer-term commitment. And then as far as the effect of the ruling of the administrative court, which in Italian is called the TAR, well, let me say that the impact is limited on us. However, we welcomed with favor and with interest the sentence and the rejection approved by the administrative court. Well, the company in question will have to decide whether to resort to the State Council. Should the situation remain as such, well, we would have some benefit, say 2-3 million euros on a yearly basis. The third question will be taken by the chairman of the company. Now, I mentioned before a couple of operations that we are working on, a couple of negotiations in terms of M&As. These are not the big surprising M&As operations, but these are two interesting opportunities. We are strongly committed to this, and these companies are located within the area in which we operate. As far as other issues are concerned, well, you know our position. We have expressed quite clearly our point of view, and also our shareholders express their opinion. Our goal, our intention is that of moving on along the road, allowing us to find a solution, allowing the group to make a big jump forward. Now, we are working on this. We are establishing contacts. We have contacts with other colleagues. We are talking, and we believe that sooner we will have the possibility to pick our choice along our needs and requirements. Next question, Mrs. Pizzoli from Chevron. Now, good evening. I'd like to ask a question about your cost of debt. I think financial charges went up. Probably this is due to your increase of debt. Now, can you give us an update, or can you tell us something about your expectations for the year as a whole? Well, the cost of money, or the cost of debt, as we said during the other presentations that we made, is partly represented by a fixed interest rate. And let me confirm you that the net cost of money is around 4.3%. Now, the difference that you see, it is between 4.3% and the accounting data, is related to the IAS effect, related to a number of charges related to IAS items, which in Q1 represent some 3 million euros. So that is the impact of these IAS-related items. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini, Euromobiliare. Good evening to you all. I have a couple of questions to ask. The first one about the waste business. What about volumes in this field? And is the trend in line with the growth expectations that you have in this field, both in terms of special waste and in terms of urban waste? Will the new WTE plants help you to accelerate the business going forward? And then second question, gas business. I'd like to understand one thing. You said that the negative impact of volume reduction is around 8 million euros. Now, what about the second part of the year, starting from July? So what about the scenario that you expect from now on in terms of not so much volumes? It is easy to forecast volumes from now on, but what is the tariff impact or price impact that you expect in the second part of the year? And then the last question relates to tariffs. I'd like to have an update on tariffs. Now, you said that this year you had the strongest impact of tariffs, particularly in the water business. And so I was wondering, when will you start the negotiations with the different local authorities for the next three-year period, and what can we expect from these negotiations? What kind of increase will we have? Are the tariff increases that you have in your business plan being confirmed in your opinion, or do you think there will be something else? Despite the good results that you are getting in the water business. Okay, let me take your question about the waste volumes. They are in line with our expectations. As I said during my presentation, we processed 1,068,000 tons of waste overall, of which 381,000 tons of solid urban waste, and the remaining is presented by special or market wastes. So in this case, we are speaking about an increase of 3% year-on-year. Let me remind you that when it comes to special waste, you need to consider a seasonality or a cyclical trend between the first part and the second part of the year, and we are in line with our expectations. Second question, the gas, or the gas scenario, if you wish. Well, as you probably know, at the moment, a proposal is being discussed to see how Law 134 can be amended or changed. But we are expecting the update of the QWD component, which we should have after the solution of the 248-134 law solution. In that case, we expect to be able to recover some of the money that was cut during this past 6 months from October 2006. As far as tariffs are concerned, I will let the chairman answer the question. Well, this question is about the negotiations with the local authorities. Let's say that the negotiations will become very lively starting from September, although we have already established contacts in this direction. We have already met our counterparties, so to speak. Now, as far as our capability to confirm our business plan expectations. We can confirm these expectations both in the water and in the waste business. Because of what we are being asked, that is that of anticipating part of our investments to 2008 to try and take care of the problems that certain networks have in some areas. This will lead us to anticipate investments in 2008, but this will be accompanied in 2008 by an equivalent tariff increase. This is to be interpreted also on the basis of the previous negotiations with the local authorities. By the end of 2009, we were to recover costs and investments. So this means that there is the possibility to slightly review our tariff expectations in the next 2 years. Questions have concluded. Thank you very much for attending this presentation. I would like to thank you wholeheartedly for taking part in this conference call, and we'll meet you soon. Thank you very much.